Daniel chapter 11. As for me, in the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood up to support and strengthen him. And now I will tell you the truth. There will arise 3 more kings in Persia. The 4th will be the richest of all. When he comes to power by his riches, he will stir up everyone against the kingdom of Greece. A mighty king will stand up, who will rule with great authority and do whatever he pleases. When he rises to power, his kingdom will be broken and will be divided toward the 4 winds of heaven, but not to his posterity, or according to his authority by which he ruled, for his kingdom will be uprooted and dispersed to others besides these. Then the king of the south will be strong, and one of his princes will become stronger than he, and will rule a realm greater than his own. At the end of some years they will make an alliance. The daughter of the king of the south will come to the king of the north to make an agreement, but she will not retain her power, nor will his strength last. She will be betrayed, she, her attendants, her father, and the one who supported her in those times. But out of a shoot from her roots will arise one in his place. He will attack the army and will break into the fortress of the king of the north and fight against them and prevail. Even their gods, with their cast images and with their precious gold and silver vessels, he will carry captive to Egypt. For some years he will desist from attacking the kings of the north. Then the king of the north will come against the realm of the king of the south, but will withdraw to his own land. His sons will wage war and will assemble a large and powerful army, which will advance, flood, and pass through, and again bring the battle even up to his fortress. Then the king of the south will become angry and will come out and fight against the king of the north. He will muster a great multitude, but the multitude will be delivered into his hand. After the multitude is carried off, his heart will become arrogant. Though he will destroy tens of thousands, yet he will not be victorious. The king of the north will return, and will raise a multitude larger than the former. After some years he will come out with a great army and abundant supplies. At that time, many will rise up against the king of the south. The violent among your own people will arise to fulfill the vision, but they will fail. So the king of the north will come and build a siege ramp and capture a well-fortified city. The forces of the south will not stand, even his elite special forces, for there will not be any strength left to resist. But he who comes against him will do as he pleases, and no one will be able to withstand him. He will stand in the glorious land, and its destruction will be within his grasp. His plan will be to come with the strength of his whole kingdom, and he will form alliances. He will give the kings of the south a daughter in marriage in order to take down his kingdom, but his plan will not succeed. After this, he will turn his face to the coastlands and will capture many. But a commander will bring an end to his insolence and even cause his insolence to turn back upon him. Then he will turn his face toward the fortresses of his own land, but he will stumble and fall and will never be found again. Then one will have a tax collector replace him to enhance the glory of the kingdom. But within a few days he will be destroyed, though not in anger or in battle. In his place will arise a contemptible person to whom they had not conferred the honor of kingship. He will come in a time of prosperity and will obtain the kingdom by intrigue. Armies will be totally swept away and broken before him, including the Prince of the Covenant. After the alliance made with him, he will deal deceitfully, for he will come up and will become strong with a small base of people. Without warning, he will invade the richest places of the province. Then he will do what his predecessor had never done. He will distribute to his followers plunder, spoil, and wealth. He will devise plans against the fortified cities, but only for a little while. He will stir up his power and courage against the king of the south with a great army. The king of the south will fight the war with an exceeding great and mighty army, but he will not stand, for there will be plots undermining him. Yes, those who eat his royal delicacies will destroy him, and his army will be swept away. Many will die in battle. Both of these kings will have their hearts bent on evil, and they will tell each other lies at one table. But it will not succeed, for the end will occur at the appointed time. Then he will return to his land with great wealth, and his heart will be set against the Holy Covenant. He will do his dastardly damage and then return to his own land. At that time, he will return and enter the south, but this time it will not be as it was previously. For ships of Kittim will come against him, resulting in him being discouraged, so he will withdraw. But he will direct his fury against the Holy Covenant. He will return and bestow favor on those who forsake the Holy Covenant. His forces will stand and profane the sanctuary and fortress. They will abolish the daily burnt offering and set up the abomination that causes desecration. He will use flattery to seduce those who violate the covenant, but the people who know their God will be courageous and take strong action. They who are wise among the people will instruct many, although they will fall by the sword, famine, captivity, and plunder for many days. Now when they fall, they will receive a little help, but many will hypocritically allege to join them. Some of those who are wise will fall in order to refine, purify, and cleanse them until the time of the end, because the appointed time is still to come. The king will do as he pleases. He will exalt and magnify himself above every god, and will blaspheme against the God of gods. He will prosper until the wrath is finished, for that which is decreed must be done. He will have no respect for the gods of his forefathers, or the preferred god of women, or any other god, for he will magnify himself above all. But instead, he will honor the god of fortresses, a god whom his forefathers did not know. He will honor him with gold, silver, precious stones, and valuable treasures. He will deal with the strongest fortresses with the help of a foreign god. Whoever acknowledges him, he will grant lucrative positions of authority over many and will divide the land for a price. At the time of the end, the king of the south will contend with him, and the king of the north will come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots, horsemen, and many ships. He will invade other countries and will wash through them like a flood. He will enter also into the glorious land, and many countries will be overthrown. But Edom, Moab, and the ruler of the Ammonites will be delivered out of his hand. He will stretch out his hand against many countries. Even the land of Egypt will not escape. But he will have power over the treasures of gold and silver and all the treasures of Egypt. The Libyans and Ethiopians will also submit. But news out of the east and north will trouble him. He will set out with great fury to destroy and utterly annihilate many. He will pitch his royal tents between the sea and the glorious Holy Land. Yet he will come to his end, and no one will help him. Daniel chapter 11.